Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Quick question that you guys are going to make something into that it isn't. Serious question.
The whole show.
You like big cucumbers or little cucumbers?
Persians.
I don't know what that means. The little ones?
Oh, yeah.
Like pickle-sized cucumber type things?
Yeah.
They come in like a package of six?
Those are Persian cucumbers. Or the slightly larger ones are called Kirby's. Those are your more traditional pickling cucumbers, Wiggy. Those are my two favorites.
Wait, what?
Cucumbers, they're pickles. The bigger ones? No.
No. So I always buy my salad stuff, the lettuce and the whatever and the cucumbers, and I always get those little ones, and my wife bought it this week. She bought lettuce, and then she bought like a full-on big old cucumber.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
You're the one who's on twitch.tv/BostonWE.
And I sliced it up, and I was just eating it. I don't like them.
It's
like,
more seeds.
Big seeds in there, and it's kind of yucky.
Cucumbers are gross.
No, they're not.
Shoot them into the sun.
My kids eat cucumbers literally every day. They're so good for you. They get a ton of water.
Yes.
A lot of vitamins.
They're very good for you.
Do you eat vegetables? You're mildly jaundiced.
What are you talking about? I've been in the tanning saloon for the wedding.
Salon.
I had a
saloon. No. He goes to a saloon. He gets absolutely hammered. Right. While
and then And then he turns on. He turns on a heat lamp. And then he's like, "Yeah, I'm at the tanning saloon."
And
come
you can ask.
Not a terrible idea.
You can ask Andy. I had applesauce yesterday, I believe.
Applesauce? That doesn't count.
You need to hear the rest of the story. He got it. Goes, "Oh no, it's one of those sugar-free ones." And I go, "Well, you could add a packet of sugar." Just joking. He went down to the kitchen and he got a packet of sugar and he mixed in a packet of sugar to his applesauce.
Stanley, you just ruined the entire point of the applesauce.
Stark difference between non-sugar applesauce and sugar.
You ever eaten
applesauce.
A real cherry as opposed to just, I don't know, like cherries from a jar, cherry pie?
No.
Don't. It'll ruin cherries for you
forever.
But
yeah, cucumbers suck.
Do you like pickles?
No. No way.
Hey, you got a little aggressive with the no there.
Is it easier to start with the vegetables you do like?
No, I like a lot. Like asparagus, Brussels sprouts. Broccoli,
you like Irish strawberries?
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
Love them.
Let me guess, with bacon?
Oh, with bacon.
Obviously.
Oh,
bacon,
God.
Sriracha, hot honey.
I saw where that was going.
Capital Grill makes a fine Brussels sprout appetizer.
Spout?
Leave him alone. He's at the saloon getting a tan. All right, it's 3 o'clock. There's two hosts here. Ted is ill today, so Dan Ball will be filling in once again as we do our three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the sugar-free applesauce just doesn't do it for you, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and we are presenting you with our stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, I've heard through your tease that you're talking about Bill Belichick, a surprise for this show, but go ahead.
But it has nothing to do with UNC or really his legacy. It's what he's already accomplished. And word came out today that the 12 finalists for consideration for coaches to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame is set, and Bill Belichick is on the list. Other names you might notice are Alex Gibbs, the offensive line coach, Mike Holmgren, Chuck Knox, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, George Seifert, Mike Shanahan. There's a lot of good coaches on there.
They all deserve it.
Clark Shaughnessy, who Bill Belichick loved, might be his favorite coach of all time. I believe he invented the forward pass. You'd think that could get him into the Hall of Fame. If there's even a consideration, though, of who the one chosen from that group should be, then you're embarrassed. You have no credibility as Hall of Fame blue ribbon panel. And even if he wins this group, he's not a lock. He then goes on to the next group where he'll be with, like, the Veterans Committee nominations and contributors, and then three of those five could make it. I don't care how you get him there. Bill Belichick is eligible for the Hall of Fame. So in August, I should be watching Bill Belichick give his Hall of Fame induction speech. There is no argument against it. Nothing. No Jordan, no UNC, nothing.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
His resume, the name of his boat, all of it is beyond consideration. Put him in the damn Hall of Fame if you know what you're doing. Don't embarrass yourselves.
Good for you, Andy.
I call it like I see it.
Then crown the son of a bitch.
If you decide, if you go through some cockamamie process and go, it's not Bill Belichick that we're going to pick. All these other guys, I believe you've had forever to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, George Seifert, I'm not putting in. Who else was on? Go through those first five names again.
Bill Arnsberger.
Nope.
Tom Coughlin.
Yes.
Probably a Hall of Famer, but not over Bill. Unless you care about head-to-head Super Bowl matchups.
No, I mean, like, if there's a football Hall of Fame, Tom Coughlin and his red cheeks deserve to be
Alex
in there.
Gibbs, credited
100%.
With
the man changed the running game.
It's weird that Shanahan and Gibbs are on here, but Mike Holmgren.
Done deal. The Walrus, sure. The other Walrus?
Chuck Knox. Did he ever win a Super Bowl?
No.
I
don't
believe
so.
I would say no on Chuck Knox. Buddy Parker, I'd say no disrespect meant, but who are you?
Yep, right.
No idea. Dan Reeves?
100%.
100%?
Yeah. He's an eventual. Yo, absolutely.
Marty Schottenheimer?
Done deal.
You think
of course, Marty Ball.
You got
Marty,
a big old hall.
I do, but we live through an era of great coaches. A lot of people have told me I have a big old hall.
H-A-U-L of fame for you. You put everybody in. George Seifert?
Wouldn't you put Marty Schottenheimer in the Hall of Fame?
I struggle. If you never won a Super Bowl, I'm supposed to consider you the best, one of the best
coaches
in the history.
You were 12-4 to 14-2 every year. Wash, rinse, repeat. Yeah. You just happen to suck at the playoffs.
You just gag when the season matters most every single
year. Okay, but vice versa. Eli Manning sucked in the regular season and made like four good passes in the postseason, and now all of a sudden he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
That's why it's a longer conversation for me for Eli than Tom. Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin goes in
you
the Hall
You know what reality show? I would watch them debating who goes in the Hall of Fame.
They absolutely should. But here's what
I would tell you.
That. I've heard this story. I believe it's a famous story, and I love to believe famous stories are true and not just stories. But I was told that when John Elway became eligible for the first year, could have been Adam Schefter? Whoever represented the Denver area at the meeting stood up and said, I nominate John Elway for the Hall of Fame, and then sat down. And was done. Everybody else does binders and presentations and stats and Pro Bowl. He just said, John Elway is eligible for the Hall of Fame. That's how good John Elway was, and I agree with it. And Bill Belichick's the same thing. Whoever it is, ironically, I hope it's not Ron Borges because he and Bill didn't really get along. But whoever it is should say, Bill Belichick's a Hall of Famer. Just put him in.
I am going to guess that the person, you know, Denver sports writers and a lot of the guys over the years, like just like
Woody.
It was Woody Page.
Could be Woody Page. I don't know.
I bet you it would be Woody Page.
But whoever it was, that's the famous story. They didn't need stats or records or Super Bowls or anything. You watch John Elway play, you know John Elway is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Elway.
Top 10
somewhere
NFL
Joe
Mazzulla's
like, that's not a great press conference, and I know bad press conferences.
I would say even Nick Cafardo, if he has a Hall of Fame vote, I don't know if he does, but even he would have to stand up and go, yeah, Belichick deserves to be first ballot. Why?
Everybody.
Give me a non-biased, non-tainted, non-Jordaned, non-Matt Patricia version of why Bill Belichick shouldn't be a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer.
There isn't one. You can't even use the, without Tom Brady, he sucked. But with Tom Brady, he rewrote the record books.
Andy,
and that was in the National Football League.
He may have even deserved to go to the Hall of Fame before the Patriots won their first Super Bowl.
No.
For the defensive game plans. No.
The most overrated thing in football history is the defensive game plan for the Giants that year. You know what the most underrated thing in football history is?
Scott Norwood missing.
The offensive game plan, in which they held the ball for 42 minutes. They held the ball for 42 minutes in that game.
Hostetler was awesome. Who was their offensive coordinator?
Otis Anderson, I believe, was the running back at that time.
And Hoss
they
was
ran the ball and kept the ball away from, I believe, Jim Kelly had more points than minutes of possession in that game. So, like, he was scoring.
That is correct.
He just didn't have the ball. That game plan's overrated. It's the offensive game plan that was really good. But Bill Belichick is a Hall of Famer. Bill Belichick should be in the Hall of Fame. All these other guys, you're right. They can get in some point. But they've already missed their first ballot chance.
But you're not just a, like, here's the misconception of the Hall of Fame. There could be like eight guys one year, and then there could be two the next. So this could very well be a year where Bill Belichick, like, I would love to read on NFL.com at the time of Super Bowl 60, which, by the way, is in it's outside San Francisco.
Santa Clara.
Yep, okay.
At Hideous Stadium.
it's not great. The area, by the way, is so overpriced. Good luck getting an Uber there. There should be an NFL.com article that reads, Bill Belichick leads legendary class of coaches into 2026 Hall of Fame. That's what it should read.
Well, I think the most it could be is three, and that's if no owners or contributors get in. But I don't even know about that. I think only one of this group gets the next
level. How about Belichick, Holmgren, and Schottenheimer? I mean, all three.
And they will eventually, but Bill goes in first.
You know, Bill leads the class. I'm saying Bill leads the class.
But I don't think it works. I don't think you can do that. I think only one of this 12 goes on to the next level.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then
it's got to be Bill. It's always Bill. What about Bill?
Somebody with a hair across their ass for him for all the days of all the press conferences is going to try to keep him out.
And you see Robert Kraft and the Patriots taking the high road, tweeting it out
today. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that nice to see? Lately. Well, since the dynasty. And a few other things.
Stiz, have you ever taken anything but the high road?
Never.
All right, well, let's leave it on that.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. All right, Fitzy, you ready, my friends?
You know what? We're all on the high road today, so why the hell not?
There you go. Here's 60 seconds for
Stanley,
that.
Stanley, can I have some music, please? Oh, this must sound so gross being queued up by a masshole, a South Shore native, a Boston sports superfan. But I am not going to hide my feelings when it comes to rooting for a particular team in the World Series. That's right. After last night's thrilling 4-3 come-from-behind win for the Toronto Blue Jays to take the American League Championship Series, I thought the Mariners were going to finally get it done and make their first Fall Classic appearance. It is the Blue Jays representing the American League against baseball's new evil empire, the Dodgers. I got to say, Andy, Dan, Stiz, audience at large, I particularly like this new evil empire. They're full of stars. They have fun. They cost bazillions of dollars, but they're really great at baseball. They have highlight after highlight. And you know what? They've got a player on there that should be a Red Sox Hall of Famer that never should have left Fenway Park or the greater Boston area in Mookie Betts, who plays second, who plays short, who plays DH, who plays all over the outfield, and is spectacularly fun. And oh, by the way, the single greatest player in the history, possibly not just of baseball or any sport, plays for them, and he's playing at his highest level ever. I choose fun. I choose money. I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
Thanks, Fitzy. Wow.
You want to ruin baseball.
Yeah, I do. You know what I want to do? I want to make the Dodgers, if you're going to be allowed to have this kind of CBA, I want the Dodgers. Who was it who said this week? Dan, I think you brought it up yesterday. Somebody recently said the Dodgers are going to ruin baseball. Let them. Like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, you want a new model, you want a new CBA, you want things different. Let the Dodgers smash the model and win five straight and then get a salary cap, then change the rules. Because these are the rules you're allowed to play by.
Yep.
And the Dodgers are doing it better than anybody else.
And they're fun. And they're entertaining. And they're
What's
good.
What's not fun about watching Shohei Ohtani literally hit a ball to the moon?
And Mookie Betts. Going to name my next Freddy puppy after him.
You are?
I think so. We've locked in on Mookie for
Betts?
The next one. Yeah.
Wow. So every time you see the dog, you can go, oh.
Well, yeah, but it's sort of a, you know,
But what
connection.
About even like last year? The highlight of the year was a down year for the Red Sox. But I'll sure as blank tell you that when I watched Game 1 of the World Series at a neighborhood watch party on an outdoor projection screen at 11:30 at night,
Rack?
With my 19th Miller Lite in hand, I yelled,
"You outdoor
Hell.
Projection, Rich?
All $80 off Amazon?
Oh,
yep.
You rich,
Man,
Rich. Rich,
yeah.
Rich.
Actually, I just snuck into a neighbor's yard, guy. But we did have a lot of Millers. When Freddie Freeman hit that home run, like, that wasn't the highlight of last year. That was incredible.
Yes.
Especially off the Yankees.
No, and this year, I mean, I can root for individual players and not necessarily be rooting for the Blue Jays. Like you said, hopefully this is a slugfest. Hopefully Vlad and Springer are hitting bombs.
Wouldn't you love to see them push it to 6 or 7?
Yes.
Vladdy has 8 RBI in a game.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that kid.
And then I just can't root for the Canadian team.
Oh, can I get a ruling? I need to get a ruling real quick amongst everyone here.
Yeah.
The David Ortiz, like, it was always funny saying, like, oh, the Yankees are coming to Cancun with me. But what about last night when he, like, starts pouring shots on the set and he's like, hey, these are for the Mariners. They're coming to Cancun with us. Is that too much? Is he running the joke too far, or is that still kind of funny?
Well, it's still kind of funny because I like
literally
David
pouring
Ortiz.
Shots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He might have jumped the shark a little bit with that one.
There is part of me that wonders, though, if you're, like, the producer, like, trying to rein in, like, David Ortiz.
Should,
like,
we be drinking Patron on set?
We've kind of lost control of him. We kind of created this monster. How do we stop this?
But isn't that fun, though?
Yes, it is fun until it stops being fun.
until he, like, gets hammered on set.
Like when he did the Hitler joke and Jeter's like, yeah, just go to break. Just go to break.
Jeter literally looking at his notes like, okay, let's go to break. Yeah, I get you. I feel you. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, it's fun, but also, like, maybe take it easy.
So are we all rooting for the Dodgers? Is that what we landed on? I'm rooting for the Dodgers. You're rooting for the Dodgers. Those guys are rooting for the Dodgers. We're all Dodgers fans now?
I'm rooting for the Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want the evil empire to win. I think it's pretty simple. I think they're kind of coming into their age as a contender, and I don't want to root for the Dodgers.
So you're rooting for the little mom and pop squad that has a $500 million first baseman?
Yeah, absolutely. And a whole country's worth of fans rooting for it.
The underachievers. Yeah.
I'll test your baseball acumen. 3, 2, 1. How many years has it been since the Blue Jays won a World Series?
It's since 1990.
Come on. It's right there.
3.
Attaboy. Maybe the greatest World Series walk-off ever.
Yeah, it's up there. It's definitely
Joe Carter's.
Oh. So, Dan Ball, have they won a World Series in Canada more recently than they've won a Stanley Cup? When was the last Canadian, not Canadiens, but Canadian Stanley Cup?
It was right within that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Realm, I think 1990.
I think they got it by like an inch or
that's
a whisker.
Amazing.
That last Oilers Cup when Gretzky had already moved on. It's right around that. Right around that.
That really
time.
Is
that's
amazing.
That's the last Canadian Cup.
Yeah, go ahead. Or Stiz has it up on his screen. Go ahead. What does it say?
1993.
Yeah. Okay. So same year.
Same year.
So the spring of 93 and then the fall of 93.
But the difference is one baseball team.
That's correct. Well, it was two for a little while.
It was, but not really.
And the next year, just side note, in 1994. Because of that stupid strike and lockout in the middle of the season, we were deprived, it was just a whisker, I believe, before you were born, Dan, of what would have been maybe one of the all-time great World Series. Young Ken Griffey Jr., young Randy Johnson, young Jay Buhner, Edgar Martinez, Tino Martinez versus Pedro Martinez, Vladdy Guerrero, and the Montreal Expos. It was a freight train of inevitability, and as they were there, like late July, just pulled the plug. Just pulled the plug on what would have been one of the all-time World Series.
And if I remember it correctly, the Montreal never really recovered from that lockout.
No.
The franchise was never quite the same.
Nope.
Okay, so we got to move a little quickly, so I'm going to do mine very quickly, my three-point stance. There's no real debate. I just want to show you the mindset of a coach that I want as a head coach of my favorite team. This transcends sports. This happens to be a hockey coach. It's Marshfield, Massachusetts native Ryan Warsawski, head coach right now of the San Jose Sharks. His team's not very good. They suck out loud. And what would Ryan Warsawski do for a win, Stiz?
Trust me, it sucks. Keep telling myself there's got to be a reason why this keeps happening in a sense. You know, I'd give up one of my children for a win. So it's frustrated. I'm sorry for swearing. We're very, very frustrated, and we're going to keep working at it.
It makes me laugh, and I know why you're gesturing that way, Andy. He apologized for swearing,
but not for giving up a kid,
that he was going to give up a kid. He has later walked that comment back,
yeah.
And I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this, but that's the kind of mindset I want for my coach, and I don't want him walking it back. I loved it.
Honestly, like, considering that the two things that I have loved most in this world are my... No, that's that. Pulling a Sophie's Choice is a bridge too far.
So I'm guessing he heard from his wife. Do we have details on wife, how many kids, how old the kids are, those types of... Maybe one of the kids is a real pain in the ass. Maybe he's thinking of it as a player to be named later in a deal.
We like our kids, yeah. That's the problem.
That was the replies that I saw were mostly like, oh, it must be the middle child that he's talking about or things along those lines. Yeah, was it extreme? Yes, but do I want that kind of competitive fire from my coach? Also, yes. So
I also bet in my mind, I've always said this because everyone's like, oh, it's like choosing between your kids. He knows which kid he would offer up. Mm-hmm. He knows which one is untradeable and which one is tradable.
How many think he's got? I bet he's a hockey coach. I bet he's got three.
Three kids seems like a nice number.
As of an article, the last update
is... Get out of
the
zone, go back to man-to-man.
Last update is in April of 2020. They only have the one.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say it. I knew it.
So you can't even play them off each other and pretend, no, I didn't mean you. I didn't mean you. And keep telling each of them, I didn't mean you. There's only one kid.
Right.
The one kid knows you'd give him or her up. Wow. The wife must have been pissed.
Wow. Yep. That is, you know what, Dan, though? That is a great point, like, to at least sort of say that and say it in jest, like somebody who means, like, I'd give anything. Like, that beyond the Vrabel, I'd cut off my blank.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we were reminded of with posters and marquees outside of Nissan Stadium this
weekend. Kind of like a chicken or the egg kind of thing there to get a win.
Marshfield?
Yeah, Marshfield, brother of David Warsawski, who played for BU and the Bruins.
Man, Marshfield does it different.
I'm just trying to envision that phone call from the wife. That first time when she heard it, and then he heard from her... finding out, oh, you heard that kind of thing?
Hello? I'm not even going to tell you why I'm mad.
Yeah, that must have been a tough phone call. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing in sports, we see it all the time, like your PR director, your coach is like, you got to walk that back. But when it's your wife calling, and probably don't know his family situation, but if he has a mother, the mother was probably just as, wait, you gave away one of
my grandchild.
Like, yeah, you pissed off your mother, your grandma, like, oh my God.
And yes, I should say Twitch line. We know he was joking as well. We're just sort of having fun with it as well. That said, it is a pretty badass, Dan. Good surfacing of that one.
Quickly, the walk back was, I love my kids, so there must be multiple now. I would never give them up. I love my wife. Obviously, I'm a passionate, emotional person and probably got ahead of me there, so I apologize for those comments.
So, dude likes hockey.
Yeah.
For some levity, he should have brought a piece of paper and, like, on the back of it, it says, like, from wife, and said, I love my kids. No. I would never give up a child.
It says in red, read this on air.
He could have had some fun with it, and that might have ended it in a humorous way. Good one, though, Dan Ball. Is Marco Sturm willing to give up a kid?
I don't know. 617.
Does he have any?
I don't know. We'll find out later. Speaking of some Bruins hockey, Brad Marchand. He's back. He's back again, just not as a member of the Bruins like I once hoped and expected might happen. He's back with the Florida Panthers, the hated Florida Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions. They're at the Garden tonight. So, fans, simple question. I put it out to poll, and it was one-sided, 617-779-7937. How will you treat Brad Marchand at the Garden tonight? You going to cheer? You going to boo? Or do you give him the silent treatment? Sometimes the silent treatment can be very effective. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Patriots players are off today. New England returns home to host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots enter Week 8 with a 5-2 record. They are currently the second seed in the AFC. Yesterday, the Patriots announced that they claimed and were awarded linebacker Caleb Murphy off waivers from the Los Angeles Chargers. Murphy entered the NFL as a rookie free agent with the Tennessee Titans in 2023 out of Ferris State. Per ESPN's Mike Reese, Murphy has played 118 snaps on special teams so far this season. The Bruins host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers tonight at TD Garden. Puck drop for that one is at 7:30. The Celtics tip off their season tomorrow night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip off for that one is also at 7:30. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS last night in Toronto. The final score was 4-3. Blue Jays DH George Springer hit a go-ahead 3-run home run in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Kevin Gausman the win in relief. Jeff Hoffman the save. Toronto hosts the Los Angeles Dodgers for Game 1 of the World Series on Friday night. It's the Jays' first appearance in the Fall Classic since Joe Carter's series-clinching home run back in 1993. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.